Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the return of an Ice Age relic.
Support comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. Support comes from Ohio CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. In 1978, residents in the small community of Winnemeg in rural northwest Ohio discovered the skeleton of a mammal dating back to the Ice Age, a mastodon. A piece of the 12,000-year-old fossil was recently donated to the Museum of Fulton County nearly half a century after its discovery. Peg Yakabuchi, professor of geology at Bowling Green State University, joins us to tell the story behind the fossils. Hello.
Hello.
Take us back in time to the Ice Age when the mastodons were roaming. What did they look like, and why was Ohio such a good habitat for them?
So the Ice Age started about 2 million years ago, and during that time, large ice sheets expanded and then melted back again multiple times. So the mastodons that we find throughout Ohio and the Southern Great Lakes, a lot of them are from that last glacial retreat, which happened starting about 15,000 years ago. So mastodons are a kind of extinct elephant. It is a particularly common Ice Age elephant. It's a little bit smaller than a woolly mammoth and not quite as shaggy as a woolly mammoth.
So tell me about these specific fossils. How was this mastodon skeleton discovered?
Yeah, so in the small community of Winnemeg in Fulton County, a landowner was excavating for a pond when he came across these bones. My colleague, John Howe, studied the bones. After he was done, the material was sent up to the University of Michigan's Museum of Paleontology, where much of the material still resides as part of their collection. However, the landowner and his friends helped themselves to some of the bones when they were being excavated. And so the material that's going to be on display at the Fulton County Museum was found recently in somebody's attic. And the daughter of the person who had it brought it into the Fulton County Museum.
That is such a crazy homecoming story for these fossils. I mean, how common of a discovery are mastodon bones in Ohio?
That's surprising for a lot of folks. Ice Age material is pretty common. Much of Ohio was really excellent habitat for mastodons and other Ice Age mammals. A lot of spruce forest, the kind of forest we find further north in Canada today, would have been widespread throughout Ohio back during the Ice Age. Mastodon fossils are known, in fact, from every single county in Ohio.
What do you think it means to the community to be able to display this discovery that was made in their backyard?
Being able to display the Winnemeg mastodon fossil at the Fulton County Museum is going to help to engage people, to get them thinking about what our planet has been like and how it's changed. When we think about 15,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago, that might sound like a lot, but it's actually trivial in terms of geologic time. And to think of how much Ohio's climate has changed, its habitats have changed, and how animals like mastodons, woolly mammoths, ground sloths, Ohio had a giant beaver the size of a black bear, and they all died out only about 11,000 years ago. It really tells us how quickly and how profoundly climate change can impact our habitats in the past and even looking forward.
Wow. Thank you so much. Peg Yakabuchi is a professor of geology at Bowling Green State University. Thank you for taking us back in time today.
It's great to be here. Great to talk with you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.